to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bedroom fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came out. It was a beautiful
Trail Mix 103.1.
Big and you're detaching, girl. Highway.
the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Cleta Mitchell, a 2020 Trump election lawyer who later pushed so-called election integrity laws in states around the U.S., is now calling for all U.S. Department of Justice voting rights and civil rights lawyers to be fired. Mitchell served in Trump's team of lawyers trying to overthrow the results of the 2020 election. Since then, her Election Integrity Network group helped state legislatures make it harder to vote by mail and to register and vote on Election Day. She also called for states to leave ERIC, the Interstate Electronic Registration Information Center, because of a conspiracy theory that it was run by George Soros. And most recently, she championed Trump's debunked claims of widespread voting by undocumented immigrants. November 13th, the same day Representative Matt Gaetz was nominated for U.S. Attorney General by President-elect Trump, Mitchell wrote in a social media post, quote, "Every lawyer in the voting section and likely the Civil Rights Division needs to be terminated. They are not supportive of President Trump or MAGA. There has to be a reckoning. These are left-wing activists who have come from and should return to their left-wing organizations," unquote. It's unclear whether Mitchell's influence is enough to dismantle the DOJ's voting rights and civil rights units, but it's indicative of the voting rights challenges ahead. We have more on Mitchell and her so-called election integrity projects at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's It's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
out of five bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Somebody coming in. Da, 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 da. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. Inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Hi.
Shout out to Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Stop it.
103.1 FM.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The sun. change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
Hey. And we were trying different things and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Trail Mix 103.1. Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.